السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today that we commence and start a new surah and chapter, Surah An-Najmi, chapter 53 of the Noble Quran. And inshallah, we will discuss the first 25 verses, 1 to 25, inshallah al-Aziz. Now, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala posed certain rhetorical questions for the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, and ask them, Am khalaqu as-samawati wal ard? Did they create the heavens and the earth and the universe? So even today, that is what we must ask the scientists and the professors and the secularists and modernists. Balla yuqinun. Nay, the truth of the matter is they don't have firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. Am indahum khazainu rabbik, or do they possess the treasures of Almighty Allah, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's reign? Am humul musaytirun, or are they the ones in authority managing everything? So obviously the answer is no. Everything is vested by Almighty Allah. He alone, only, solely, exclusively is the sole creator and a khalik and the malik, the owner of the entire universe. أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمُوا يَسْتَمِئُونَ فِي. Do they have a ladder they climb right up to the heavens and the skies? So obviously they don't have that. So all this is to show us that the entire universe belongs solely only to Almighty Allah, and He is the only one who has the majesty, authority, sovereignty over it. And when people divert from that, then remember this punishment. And once the punishment comes, يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي أَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, then their plotting, planning and scheming will not come to any avail, will not assist them, help them the slightest bit. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ, and nor will they be granted any assistance or any help. Surah An-Najmi was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings prior to the migration and hijrah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. It is chapter number 53. It comprises 62 verses. And remember that this surah has one distinction. It is the first surah and chapter that was revealed to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam that contains a sajda e tilawat. Always remember that. This was the first surah and chapter that contains a sajda e tilawat. So that we will discuss insha'Allah al-Aziz on Thursday when we complete the surah, because the sajda tilawat is right the last verse of this particular chapter and surah. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his honorable spouse Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away, when he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 51 years old, and Abu Talib, the uncle, the chacha, the paternal uncle, kaka of his of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was not Muslim. He's dispatched to Jahannam, Abu Talib, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Nevertheless, he was defending the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that year in our Islamic terminology is known as Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. Almighty Allah took the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a miraculous nocturnal journey, Isra, from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjidul Aqsa, beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Subara, beginning of chapter 17, verse 1, Subhan alladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Thereafter, the Master alayhi salam performed the salat for the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, then the Mi'raj. So if you want to know about Mi'raj, this is the surah and chapter to study, and that is Surah An-Najmi. And fascinating, especially nowadays when the enemies are trying to insult Allah forbid, the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nubahul Kilab la yadurru sahab, the barking of the dog does not harm the clouds. What is the cloud compared to Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was, he is, he will always be the best and the most beloved and precious to Almighty Allah jalla wala. To see what Allah says. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah jalla wala, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Almighty Allah takes an oath on the star. إِذَا هَوَى, when it sets. The sun will set, the moon will set, the star will set, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nur, radiance, effulgence, his message and mission will continue all the time. It will never set. And that is what we believe in. He was, he is, he will always be Sirajam Munira. That he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we on the tip of Africa, and see how many people are Muslim, how many ulama, how many imams, how many hufas, how many darulums and madrasas. That is the nur or nurani message, the message of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam spreading across the whole world. Wan najmi idha hawa, qasam, Allah takes an oath on the star when it sets. The mushrikeen, the enemies, now when 40 years had passed, they would say the Master alayhi salam is Sadiqul Amin, the most truthful, the most honest, the man of honesty, integrity. But when the revelation came, then it started a revolution. The same people you started using obscenities, vulgar language, unsavory remarks, and using all crazy terms. So they said something is wrong with the Master. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah jalla wala defends the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. He is not astray, your companion. Your companion, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma ghawa, and is not deviant. He didn't go off the track. Nay, he was, he is, he will always be on the right path. And whether it is internally, externally, so that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most intelligent and intellectual of the entire creation and ummah, from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam right till the last child. See how Allah elevates him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would say the tongue mubarak of Nabi alayhi salam is getting confused, Allah forbid. Allah rejects this claim and allegation of theirs. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was explaining the meaning of the Quran Sharif in detail. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Chapter 16:16. Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. So that's the wahi. Wahi matlu, the wahi we recite in Salat, Quran Sharif. And the explanation, the sunnah, the ahadith, mubarakah, wahi, it's also revelation, but ghayr matlu, we can't read that in Salat. You can't say innamal a'malu bin niyat in Salat. So it's wahi. Now remember who is the teacher of Almighty Allah. It is Almighty Allah himself. Yes, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam brought the message, but he can't change the message. So you can't say Jibreel alayhi salam is the teacher. He was the agency whom Almighty Allah utilized and elevated his rank. So he is the Amir and the leader of all the angels, the archangel and the greatest angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. But who's the teacher? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Allah Jalla Wala is teaching you what you did not know. So yeah, when the words are used that Jibreel Islam is teaching, it means that Almighty Allah is teaching, but Jibreel alayhi salam is bringing the message from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes people get confused in these issues. Allamahu shadidul quwa. So who was teaching? Teaching him, shadidul quwa, teaching the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salam, who was very, very mighty and strong. So meaning shadid, very, and quwa, very, very powerful and strong. So yeah, allamahu don't mean the literal meaning that he's the teacher. Teacher is Almighty Allah, but he is conveying the message to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dhu mirrah, he is dhu hikmah. He, Jibreel alayhi salam, is the possessor of all the wisdom and all the greatness and so forth. So greatness among the malaika, he's the greatest. So that is the meaning of mirra. Fastawa, fastaqama. So yeah, remember Jibreel alayhi salam is in his original shape and form with the 600 wings and so forth. So that is what we believe in, that when he saw Mustafa sallallahu on that occasion, and the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he was in his original form. And twice this happened, once there at Hira, the Ghari Hira, and once there on the occasion of Mi'raj, where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. And he was there on the highest, highest horizon, meaning that in one corner there, he filled that whole corner in his original shape and form. So ufuk, the horizon, a'la, supreme, high, and place there. Now from here you need to understand, there is difference of opinion among the Sahaba themselves. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, this is the honorable wife of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that all these words here, they refer to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, because he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not see Almighty Allah Jalla wala on the occasion of Mi'raj. But Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma and majority Sahaba say no, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's an academic discussion. So we will say yes, the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the nur, the radiance, the effulgence of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. How Almighty Allah made direct kalam and so spoke to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So I saw Almighty Allah Jalla wala's nur, radiance and effulgence. So this was to elevate the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore both sides they are, but that is the rajih tafsir, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw ru'yat bari ta'ala, the nur, radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah. ثم دنا فتدلى. Then he, Jibreel alayhi salam, if you're translating it for Jibreel, he got nearer and he came فتدلى, and he approached Nabi alayhi salam nearer and nearer. And if you translate Almighty Allah, it don't mean Allah Ta'ala move from one place to another. So the nur of Almighty Allah, the rahmah of Almighty Allah, was spreading all the time, and it encompassed and enveloped the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thumma dana fatadalla. So he came nearer and approached the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fakana qaba qawsayni aw adna. Ghost. Ghost means a bow, you know? So bow and arrow. So bow means ghost. And Qawsain, two bows. So fakana qawaba Qawsain. So it came so near, like two arrows, or adana, or even nearer than that, to show it was so near, to the nur and radiance of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not confined to any place or space, remember that. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, is nur, radiance and effulgence, and He is the creator of the universe. So therefore, you don't confine Allah to any place or space. So, O Adana, fa awha ila abadihi ma awha, and He, Almighty Allah, send the wahi to His beloved servant Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See the starting of the journey. Subhanalladhi asra bi abadihi. Allah jalla wala made Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam the perfect example for humanity and posterity. So abd means slave and servant, but yeah, in the context of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the perfect slave, servant, the most beloved to all, Almighty Allah, ma awha. So the five daily salat, the ending of Surah Baqarah, so that is the last two verses. A person passes away with Iman and Islam will not go to Jahannam forever, so they will go to Jannah and Paradise. So all this were given to the Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift on the occasion of Mi'raj, the Ascension. Now we believe Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw with his own Mubarak eyes, and then the Master alayhi wasallam saw with his own blessed, honorable heart also. So seeing Almighty Allah with the eyes in the heart, seeing Almighty Allah's Nur with the eyes as well. So these are the unique features of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. The heart Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fabricated anything what it saw. Everything saw was 100% the truth. But Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, and all of them, they were the people, you must remember, that they would reject all this. Afatumarunahu ala ma yara. So you the mushrikeen, you the polytheists, idol worshippers, so what? Are you debating, quarreling, disputing what he saw on the occasion of Isra and Mi'raj, on the miraculous nocturnal journey? And you see today the Indian politician also making derogatory remarks and saying he's unscientific and so forth. So that is the Quran Sharif. It is a living book for all times, all places, and a book of guidance. And for people who make these remarks, inna shani akawal abtar, if they continue like that, Almighty Allah will crush them, decimate them, and Almighty Allah will make them a sample for humanity and posterity. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him, Jibreel alayhi salam, نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى, another time of descending. Meaning that Jibreel alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him again in that original form. So that is what is meant here. That 600 wings and so forth and so on. إِنَّ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. There by the lotus tree. مُنْتَهَى. Remember the angels, everybody, they stop there. Muntaha, the ending point. They can't go beyond that. But Almighty Allah selected Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go beyond that point also, Ya Rasulullah. Therefore, Jibreel alayhi salam said, even I have to stop. If I go further, I will be incinerated and burnt. So it shows that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah, greater than any human being, greater than any angel, greater and superior compared to any creation of Almighty Allah. Indaha Jannatul Ma'wa. There is Jannatul Ma'wa. Jannah, the place of resting, the place of comfort and relaxation. When you enter there, finish. Everlasting prosperity and comfort. Is yakhsha sidrata ma yakhsha. That is the place where this lotus tree, it covers everything around it. So you must remember that the Jannat, it covers the lotus tree. So yakhsha Sidra. So Jannatul Ma'wa covers the low tree. Everything of it is covered by Jannat. Jannat is so magnificent, so big, so magnanimous. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak eyes. Look at what Allah is teaching us here. The Mubarak heart of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak blessed tongue of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak vision and eyes of the Master alayhi wa sallam. Everything Allah is praising. Ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. The eyes Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not deviate, and wa ma tagha did not go beyond the boundaries and limits. It was focused on the mission and the message. Laqad ra'a min ayati rabbihi al-kubra. Indeed, he, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw the signs from his Allah jalla wa ala, which Allah gave the major, biggest signs. Seeing Jannat and Paradise, seeing Jahannam, seeing Almighty Allah jalla wa ala's nur, tajalli, radiance, effulgence. So many signs like that. This was to elevate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How you ask Sahibul Qiblatain, you face Majidul Aqsa, the first Qibla, and then the Kaaba Musharrafa. So you are the only Nabi who face both Qiblas. So you are Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. That on the land and sand, then the Buraq came, and at the speed of lightning it moved, and therefore Baq, the sound of lightning. So at that speed it went. So this was on the land and sand, and then in the heavens and the earth, the Mi'raj, to show he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracles are much, much greater, superior than anyone else, Sahibul Isra'i wal Mi'raj sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, had their big idols. Some idols they had in Taif, some in Makkah, some other places. Three were the famous ones: Lat, Uzza, and Manat. So Almighty Allah is addressing the people of Lat. Did you see the idol Lat? Well, Uzza, and Uzza, the second famous one, wa Manat al-thalithat al-ukhra, and the last one, that was the third one, last one, the other one is Ma'it Manat. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was sent to go and demolish all these idols to pieces and blast it to smatterings. So on the 8th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak asa and staff, stick what we call, so then remove these idols from the Baytullah, some inside, some outside. Ja'a al-haqqu wa zaqa al-batil. The truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Now for themselves, they would choose male, and for Allah, they would choose female. They say the angels are the daughters of Allah. What for you is male children and for him is female? Allah Ta'ala refuses, rebukes that and reprimands them. Tilka idan qismatun dhiza. That also is a distribution and division. Dhiza, unfair. So what you, for yourself, you like something, and what you don't like, you attribute to Allah. So Allah does not have partners, parents, children. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. That is Almighty Allah. All these names they gave to their idols, 360 idols. Hubal was a big idol there in Makkah. So all these satanic names they gave. In hiya illa asma'un sammaytumuha. These names you gave your idols and deities and semi-gods and demigods. Sammaytumuha. You gave the names. Antum wa aba'ukum. You and your forefathers. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Never did Almighty Allah give you and reveal any names for this, any authority, because it is batil and falsehood. So Islam does never ever allow this type of thing. Therefore it is shirk, and it is associating somebody, something to Allah. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Verily Allah will never ever forgive those who associate, ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah. So what are they following? They're not following proof and evidence. They're only following illa dhanna, guesswork, conjecture, wama tahawal anfus, and what their hearts desire. They make the god, they make the semi-god, they make the idol, and then they worship like today. How many millions of people are worshipping idols and so forth? Can't help itself. How is it going to help you? So birds come, animals come, urinate, defecate on them. So all this. But today, so-called intelligentsia, so-called academia, they thrive on these type of things here. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَىٰ, and it came to them from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the Hidayat, the Noor Hidayat. We just performed Zuhur Salat. What did we say? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Lead us, show us the right path. Increase the Noor, the radiance, the effulgence in the inner recesses of our heart, Ya Allah. So Hidayat, you must translate Noorun Wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad, that noor, radiant effulgence which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart, and it gets brighter, bigger all the time, so that we draw a dichotomy, distinction and distinguish between haq and batil, truth and falsehood. Amalil insani ma tamanna, what do you think for human being? Whatever he desires he will get. So many kings, so many princes, so many leaders, they can't even control their sleep or their yawning and all that. So for human being, what you desire, that will be in Jannat, not in this world. فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَىٰ. So everything belongs solely to, only to Almighty Allah, the Akhirah, the year after, وَالْأُولَىٰ, in this world. So everything, the health, the wealth, honor, dignity, izzat, zillat, disgrace, everything comes from Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not from idols and intermediaries and so forth and so on. So that is the wonderful lesson of Isra and Mi'raj, which we should know. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.